from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. More than 220,000 utility customers lost power across the state yesterday evening amid a wilting heat wave that exhausted power generation across the West. To understand why rolling blackouts are back after almost 20 years, I talked to Professor Michael Wara, an energy and climate researcher and law professor at Stanford. Hello.
Good morning.
So what happened here? Who made the call to cut power to 200,000 customers in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, the independent system operator made the call, and the ISO runs the grid for California, or for most of California. And they faced an enormously challenging situation yesterday where everyone was turning on their air conditioning at the same time over most of the state, and they didn't have enough electricity to meet that peak demand. And so they had two choices. One was cross their fingers and hope for the best and hope that the power plants were enough to get them over that peak, or preemptively turn off customers. The reason to turn off customers is that if you don't make it over that peak, if you're not lucky, you could get a system-wide blackout that would have extended beyond California's borders and might have lasted for several days.
You're talking the 2003 East Coast blackout, right?
Exactly. You get these cascading failures. And of course, you know, we sort of have a fiction that the California grid is just California, but we're all connected. We're connected to Nevada and Oregon and Washington and most of the Western U.S. So what happens here to our grid doesn't stay. And there are federal rules that govern what grid operators have to do in situations just like this.
But what about the rolling blackouts we had in 2001? Is this like what happened then?
Well, it shares some characteristics. It was hot, right? And they tended to happen on hot afternoons. Supply was tight to meet demand. But it's different because what happened then was really driven by a bad regulatory design for the grid. The rules of the market were written poorly. And we had bad actors who showed up to take advantage of those rules.
Enron.
Today, we basically just have the first thing, right? A very hot day, extraordinarily hot, not enough power plants to meet the need for electricity.
This seems like the worst possible time to have blackouts in the middle of a pandemic when people need to stay home. What's going on here?
Identifying the causes of what happened, cause or causes, it's going to take some study. It's clear that the ISO, the system operator, and the utilities followed the rules yesterday. And there's no obvious kind of market manipulation that's happening. We have much more careful monitoring of that today than we did in 2001. So we're going to need to look and see. But if I had to guess, power plants that were supposed to turn on yesterday, for some reason, were not able to turn on. And those power plants get paid to be around for just such hot afternoons.
We're looking at a week of high temperatures. Is this connected to climate change? And is this happening because we just haven't prepared well enough?
Attributing this particular heat wave to climate change is complicated, but it's the kind of thing we should expect. But the thing is, the grid operators and the utilities and the utility regulators like the PUC, they know that. And they have been planning for exactly these kinds of heat waves because of climate change. The heat wave is certainly attributable to climate change. The blackout yesterday is not.
Got it. Professor Michael Wara from Stanford, thank you for your time so early this morning.
No problem.
And I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.